The Moru Ktsia writes that Shinoi Mokim only obligates a new bracha in a way similar to Hesach Hadas when one leaves the original location for long enough to be distracted from the original meal. Meaning, one only needs to make a new bracha on Shinoi Mokim if one uprooted oneself from the original location to a place which is out of sight from where he started eating, and also that he tarried there for a period of time and didn't have intent to do so from the outset. However, the Moru Ktsia concludes that if one returned immediately to the original location and only left briefly, then no new bracha would be required even though one left the building altogether. And this is not considered to be a shinui makom at all. Therefore, when Shulchan Aruch brings the case of an individual who went to the door in the middle of his meal to speak with a friend and says that he's obligated to make a new bracha, this is addressing a case where their conversation continued for an extended period of time.